download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
Well, I do, but then those decisions normally are quite sort of, yeah, quite spontaneous decisions to just go straight into a mess of noise or stuff like that. That can just happen in an instant, and then the producing of that takes a while. That's why I don't always do that. But also, I don't like to use the same process over and over again. I mean, on the album, there's a couple of tracks that build and build and build, and the rest of it pretty much doesn't. And I think that's because at the time, I was thinking, I don't want to keep building and building and building. I want to do something that just is.
I don't know about my love. I don't know about my love anymore. All that I know is I'm falling, 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 falling.
How long did you actually spend working on this debut album, the James Blake record?
It was an ongoing, sort of persistent thing. I wrote a lot of music between 2009 and 2010, and not all of it was vocal. Some of it was kind of instrumental, some of it was a lot of sampling, some of it was vocal stuff. But I compartmentalised those things to be purely vocal, purely instrumental. And a few of my friends just basically told me that I shouldn't do that, and that I can have kind of quite instrumentally weirder things coexist with songs like Wilhelm Scream. And so that's why stuff like Why Don't You Call Me is on there, because even though it is kind of a song as such, it's, you know, it's quite strange. I just banked a lot of the songs that I felt didn't fit on dubstep labels. That's all it was. You know, you could argue that the album is just a collection of songs that didn't fit on dubstep labels.
When crossings call out, none are free. Only John, take a care of. Would I like you playing, falling there?
Well, how did you actually fall into dubstep, though? What attracted you about that particular production sound that made you want to make this sort of music?
There's an intense sense of space, darkness. All the things that, when you're just coming out of your teens, are incredibly attractive, I think. I think it's definitely a young type of music. Not to say that it shouldn't be enjoyed by everyone, but in terms of getting into it, in terms of actually going to clubs and just absolutely driving yourself into your own head, dubstep completely does that more for me than any other genre, like any, or it did. I'm not actually sure now. I haven't been to a night in a long time that's done that to me. But then I go DJ a lot, so I don't really go clubbing that much anymore. I'm normally playing in them.
There is a feeling, you talk about space, and there is a feeling about being enveloped in your music. I mean, the Wilhelm Scream's a perfect example of, you feel like you're falling into a well. It's kind of scary, but also kind of comforting at the same time. Do you like giving people that feeling, and do you imagine how people are reacting when they're listening to your album?
Weirdly, recently, I've kind of wanted to prolong that feeling a bit more. But, you know, on that album, I pretty much give you that feeling and then just take it away right at the end. And I think recently I've just wanted to prolong it. And I think that's why the second album is probably going to be quite different, because I think whatever that feeling is that you get from that track might just go on a bit longer, and it will have surely the same sort of meditative, sort of hypnotic effect, but this time you won't be sort of jolted out of whatever daydream you're having, you know, by suddenly just breaking into massive white noise and silence. I mean, you know, I've done a lot of things that I probably won't do again.
So you want people to fall in even deeper into that well?
Hopefully, yeah.
Give me one month as a lucky one. Let me see where she has gone. Let me see where she has gone. Let me see where she has gone.
Your lyrics on this record can be quite somber. You talk about, you know, dubstep and the music you make being the perfect post-teenage soundtrack, but what moments are you actually capturing with these songs? Are there any moments? Are they inside your own head?
They are complete moments, yeah. It's a complete autobiography, that first album, of a few years, maybe stretching from some early days at school to... Or just some of the things like, you know, right, it's little things like, you know, so you remember something your dad told you when you were younger or something like that, and that can spur on a whole... and I'm a complete sucker for it. you know, those feelings of in the past or regret or anything, stuff like that. So I suppose some of the lyrics are informed by that. Some of them are more like romantically stimulated, whatever. And those are either quite sweet or bitter or bittersweet or whatever. Some of the lyrics are kind of more like full songs. The lyrics are kind of informed by the idea that they are going somewhere, and some of them aren't. Some of them are just weird mantras.